Welcome to Health Matters. You're listening to the sixth and final episode of Youth and Truth on Addiction. Our emphasis today is healing and prevention. HOOPA's youth reflect on these issues with love, compassion, concern, and empathy as they offer suggestions for parents, teachers, counselors, and police in their community. Our question for this episode was, how can we as a community help the addicted?
I think we should have like building or like a home that people can go to, because there are people here in this community that sleep on the ground or by the gas station and they're cold, but they also chose that path, but no one is trying to help them get off of that path, you know?
I feel like we should just not be so negative towards people who are users.
People will look at drug addicts as they're like dirty, kind of in a way, because of, you know, the chemicals and stuff that have been in their body. That's completely wrong way to look at it, you know, and I'm coming from the point as to try to reach out to people to let people know that we are here and some of us really do want to help.
People still need to know that it's not too late to stop, you know?
I look around here and these were once beautiful Indian people, and now they're being destroyed by these drug dealers and that are probably the Indian people as well. Just look at their people as dollar signs. But I think the law enforcement could stop that. They should stop that.
I would just try to talk to them and like understand like what they're going through, because if I had to go through that same thing, then I know more people would try to help me. I'd want them to know that there's people there for you. It's not just you. You're not in this by yourself. I'd want them to know that.
I would really ask them what was happening. I would try to feel them, and then I would try to feel empathy for them and be in their shoes.
I look around when I'm going to go purchase something down at the gas station. I'll see people, you know, one of the addicts, even just normal people that were once normal, they just found alcohol, addiction to alcohol, they'll go up to somebody. They could have been a really close friend to them one time, and now they just look at them as anything on the side of the street. Totally walk past them, and I look at that, and I'm just, that's totally sad, because he's just as equal as anybody else there. He's another human being that should be treated like a human being. He just found himself in a rough way. Addiction is a really hard thing to go through, and you shouldn't treat him as anything different as yourself. In that matter, I feel like everybody should be treated the same, equal.
I feel like there could be more like positive things too, like more centers, like just to do positive things, like, because we have a park and stuff, but I feel like there should be more stuff for our community to do.
Some people around here have like Monday night dinners. Like, I'd have that more often, like 2 days a week. I'd get our whole family together and bring that person who needs help and needs happiness to there, so like they can be with all the people that love them and people who want them to get better. And
I believe there should be more teaching about drugs, not on just saying drugs are bad, drugs are bad, drugs are bad all the time. They should bring in the family members too, like mother and father and stuff, and all together at once, because it's also family too. Because I've known people that they go to these drug things, and then as soon as it's over, they're like, oh, you know, whatever, that's a lot of BS. If they get the family members into it, though, and they can say, you know, talk to your child or talk to, you know, anyone within your family who has addiction, you know, problem, then if you can find where the base of where the addiction's coming from, where the anxiety, where's the depression coming from, and you can find the base, the root, then you can help a lot more than just trying to find the leaf of the branch. You know, fixing the leaf so if you find the base, then you can help the whole tree.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California. Our thanks to the elementary and high school students who have added their voice to Hoopa's effort to heal and prevent addiction. To protect confidentiality, we have withheld names and altered some voices. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Health Matters is produced by Cynthia Potten. This episode was narrated by Joseph Orozco. Engineered by Michael Heminger and Joseph Orozco. Youth and Truth on Addiction was developed as a project for the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism 2018 California Fellowship.